All right, thank you for coming this morning way out to the north part of the county. And thank you, Dr. Cross, for taking our call last night. I think she's doing better, the dog, so we'll see. She didn't even want to run and chase a ball yesterday at all. She just was very lethargic, so hopefully she's going to be better. All right, so not going to do a resolution message. That's pretty old, isn't it, to do that right out after the new year. What do you think about 2021? Are you glad to be done with it?
Amen.
Is it worse than 2020? How about that? Is 2020 worse than 2021? What do you think? Show of hands. Is 2021 the worst year, or was 2020 worse? 2021, hands. Wow, you're only a couple. Okay. 2020, the rest of us, right? I find myself looking to the good old 2019 and 2017 and 2016 and the normal. Who is back there, by the way? Why are you back there by yourself? Okay. How can I make eye contact when you're behind? Okay. You know, we don't know what to expect this year, do we? We have no idea. We can't predict the future. We can't know tomorrow. We can't know an hour from now. And so, is this year going to be sane? Is it going to be crazy? Is it going to be a normal year, whatever that meant? We don't know, do we? Time will tell. Time's going to tell what it's going to be like this upcoming year. Time is not on our side. Now, that's what the blue state governors and mayors are telling us. I've been reading, and I try not to, but I can't help it. You read all the articles that say that time right now is going to bring death and sickness and despair because of the virus, right? And so many of them, in fact, the CDC director even said that. And so, you know, I'm thankful that she doesn't have the final say. What about you? Are you thankful that they don't have the final say to make that kind of a statement? There are a time, T-I-M-E is what I'm going to talk about today. Okay, and so with that, we'll have scripture that speaks to time, but also things like this. I stole this from a secular website. I'm just going to read it. Because I liked it, and the woman, she's clearly not a believer, but I think she's right about her talking about time. And time, she's got several points about what time does, what time is, how it impacts us. Number one, time won't slow down so you can catch up. Think that's true? I do. It doesn't slow down. Okay, so there's no patience. Time has no patience. For if you're slow or you're weak, it just doesn't, right? It keeps moving. We can't do anything to stop it. There's never more time when you need it. We can't buy time. Even the most wealthy can't buy time, right? They can't change that. And we can't get extra time. We can't get handouts. Time doesn't care if you're running out. Here we are. I think I'm the oldest one here in the room. And that just, think about that. I remember being your age, and I remember being your age. And it wasn't that long ago. It feels like it wasn't, but time is running out, right? And it doesn't care what your age is. It doesn't care how much money you have. You can't pay to get time. It sneaks up on you when you least expect it. So time, here it comes. It never warns you when you're running low. I mean, we've had multiple people pass that we all know this year. I know you did that terrible loss, but also great joy with what is next. And so we never know what's going on. We've lost several in our family. We've lost her stepfather. We've lost good friends of our family. I mean, this has happened. We're never warned. We think we have unlimited amount. For those of you under about 20, that's what you think. And it's hard not to. You can't help it. And that's the truth. You can't help it. You think you've got unlimited time. And that's just not true, right? It likes to play games with you. Time speeds up when we're having fun, and it slows down when we got to do work. When we're working in the horse farm, or we're mowing, or we're digging, it slows down. It's like it's going to be forever, right? And it doesn't give you a break when you're sick. Poor Will, he's not here today. Our son Will, we had a family trip to the beach a couple weeks ago. He couldn't go at all. He was sick all week. He was sick all week. He missed the whole time. It didn't stop and say, get well, Will, come on over. No, he didn't do it. It goes faster on vacation. Is that true? If you go on a fun trip somewhere, wherever it is, seems like it's just over. In fact, this week, we've been busy, but now we're back to work tomorrow. Who here is back to work? Maybe you've already been back to work. Are you back to work tomorrow? Yeah. Dr. Krause, back to work. Ben, you back to work? Back to work. You know, I mean, some of us take a few days, but most of us are working, right? So, and it always has a price. It demands a sacrifice. These are all things about time. However, the Rolling Stones, those of you who don't know who they are, they're a band, okay, from the 60s. Not a good band. They're not a Christian band. But they said, time is on our side. And I read the lyrics to that song. That is not a good song. It was not a good song at all. But they said time is on our side. Is it? I don't think it's on our side. Time exists without regard to individuals. And I'm going to read from Ecclesiastes, if any of you want to go there, 3:1-8. In fact, we've all read this. We've heard this. It's just a good reminder. Would anyone like to read this? Be very loud, if you will, as you read it. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. I'll give everybody a minute to get there. Who would like to read that? Be bold. At the Florida Shindig coming up, I put out a message for any young men or young women who wanted to MC on a couple of days. And there have been a couple that are willing to do that. So what I'm asking is, speak up here. Who will read? How about there on the porch? Anybody got it? It's 3:1-8. Right. 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 Yeah. Right. Thank you, EJ. Time for everything, isn't there? I mean, that's a real great reminder. Ecclesiastes here tells us that there's a time for everything in our lives. We try to control it. We try to control time. I can't see Josh, so I'm looking at you, but can't see through the wood there. We try to control time. And like Dr. Krause mentioned, God is outside of time. He created time. He exists beyond time. We, however, don't have that. We are in time. And we can't control it. Now, God did exist as a man and was in time. Who knows that? Anybody here under, like, no? We got a couple of little ones. Well, if there are more little ones, I would ask this. But Jesus, obviously, was a man in time, 33 years on the earth, some say longer, but 33 years, and he was in the moment. But we have a finite time on the earth. Who knows the average life expectancy for a man in the United States? In the world, it's less. Good answer. It's 77. That's down in the past couple of years from 78. So we've actually lost some life expectancy in the last couple of years. For women, what is it? Are women more or less than men?
More.
They're more. They were 81, now it's 80 is the average age of a woman. So we have that finite time. So we're trying to save time all the time, right? We try to save it. All the technological marvels. We have cars, we have planes, we have spaceships, we have the new air fry popper thing that's still out in the, I forgot to give Kathy for Christmas, sitting out in the RV. Hopefully that'll save time. We'll see. I'm not sure. But I mean, all these things, the juicers, all the things. My question is, we save time for what? What are we saving time for? What's replacing that in our lives, that saving of time? Boy, we save time, do we? I think we're busier than ever as people. We're supposed to have saved. I remember when they said computers are going to get rid of paper. Last I saw, paper is, look at all of it, right? Paper's everywhere. All these conveniences, we're trying to save time for something else. I don't know what it is. What about wasting time? Anybody waste time? What is the number one time waster, or what is a good time waster? Bingo. That's probably up there. I'll admit, I'll be very transparent. I waste time at night. I get into bed after my hip surgery. Before that, I was in a lot of pain. I would get in bed after dinner and lie still so my hip wouldn't hurt. And I got in a habit of at 10 o'clock at night watching movies in my bed with my little iPad mini. 2 hours, or sometimes more, time watching Law and Order, whatever it is, some dumb show. What about computer games? Is that a good thing or a time waster?
Good thing.
I'm going to evict you in one moment, but, but remember, you're staying here at the house. Computer games. Look at our screen. We all have devices. Most of us in this room, we have our device. Look at how much time we spend. You get your screen time every week. You know what you're spending, right? And mine came up today, 2 hours and 22 minutes a day. And I've got to go in there and figure out, what is it on? Is it on Clash of Clans? Is it on Spotify? Is it on Facebook? Is it on what? Snapchat? I don't know. What is that anyway? I just don't understand the point. Take a photo of you in a car, send it. No, who knows? Is that a good use of our time or a waste of our time? These are things that have to be answered. We're trying to save time, but we waste the time we have. We try to kill time. You ever tried to kill time? We talk about it sometimes. We're a place, well, we can kill a few hours doing this. And the idea is we're getting from something we don't want to the next step, which is something we want. We used to kill time when the boys were little. Well, that'll kill time until their nap. You know, and the idea is we're trying to get through a time we don't want, right, to a time we want. You guys ever kill time? Oh, yeah. We can go out there and run around, like Shiloh can run around for about an hour with his little car. That'll kill some time. Then he'll be tired and he's time for his nap. So we kill time all the time. We get robbed of time. Some people take time from us. You ever been with somebody who's talks a lot and just keeps going and you can't get them to shut up and you're like, there's no way around it and you can't get out of it and you're trying to be courteous, but they keep going and going and like right now even. But you feel like you're robbed, you know, of your time by people. We pass time. I think that's very passive. We're not engaged. We're passing the time. It's just going, flowing by us like a river. We lose time. And that can be a good thing sometimes. We're engaged in a conversation, or we're reading a great book. Kathy was reading a book the other day. It was very engaging, right? And you were wanted to get back to the book because you were excited about it. A good story, you know, the spy story from World War II. Some of us have too much time on our hands. There was a band called Styx in the 80s. Those of you who don't know that, they were a popular secular band, and they had a song, Too Much Time on My Hands. I remember it came to mind immediately when I thought about time. Too much time on our hands. That's not a good thing, particularly for young men. without naming names. Okay? Too much time on our hands. When we have too much time on our hands, what do we use our time for? And this applies to not just the young men, but we see it. We see it evidence. And you and your families, if you're honest, you're seeing that too. Too much time on our hands. When we're working, when we're doing the things we should be doing, that's not an issue. So we keep, another one is we keep time. Obviously, we have watches. Anybody here, you have your Apple Watch. Some of us on our phones, we're looking at it. This morning I had an alarm go off. We're trying to manage and keep time. And without boring you, in the year, there are 8,766 hours. That's a lot. And 500,000 minutes and 31 million seconds. Our administration, I don't want to get political, but the current administration wants to spend $1.9 trillion. And putting that was, I couldn't even figure it up. It's 12 zeros behind that 1.9. And if you stretched a dollar bill end to end, it would go past the sun. And in fact, it would be on the planet Vulcan or Tatooine. It would be so far. It's way away. We're talking, we don't even know. We're tracking time is my point. We spend a time. We spend time sleeping. What's the average person sleep? 6 to 8 hours. Some longer. Some young men sleep till 11 or 11:30 if they can. some young women too.
Amen.
So we're spending time. The work though, I know this because I'm an employer. We have 2,080 work hours in the work year and 2,920 hours sleeping. We're tracking time. We're spending time. We arrange our time. We try to rearrange our time. I'll admit, even for my business, I'll rearrange things so I don't miss my boys' ball games. There's a conference I had planned in Atlanta this year, assuming we could go. I've changed the date of that so I wouldn't miss the boys versus Forrest this year. I wouldn't miss that. I'll rearrange time to do things that are important to us. Does that make sense? Or we'll rearrange our time so that we can do the things. So the question is, how should we spend our time? How should we invest our time? How should we protect our time? These are all things that each of us hopefully will look at moving on this year. This isn't a resolution, but this is questioning how do we use our time as men and women who are believers? Should we pray without ceasing? Scripture tells us to pray without ceasing. Should we sell, like some are called to do, sell our possessions and join a monastery or move to South Africa and be a missionary? We entertained this week, we're part of the Candle in the Window, if any of you have heard of that, and we had a missionary couple stay with us Monday night from South Africa. They were really interesting, but they chose to use their time in that way. Should we stop working and just study the Bible? These are questions. 1 Thessalonians 5 gives us direction and how to use and spend and invest our time. This starts in verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil unto any man, but ever follow which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast, which is good. And abstain from all appearance of evil. Boy, that covers it. It's like every day, I've always used pray without ceasing. How can that possibly be? But the concept is, we're doing these things as we live our lives throughout the day. That's our challenge. That's our call. It's throughout the day. Some will be called to quit their jobs. Some are called to sell their possessions. Some will be called to missions in South Africa. But rest of us, we're doing these things in our daily lives. It's a call to action. It's a reminder, I think. It's a major reminder what we're to do with our time. The last scripture I gave you. And there are plenty of others. I'll give you a couple more. Colossians 4, 5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming their time. That's another one. Ephesians 5:15 through 17. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Here it is. Throughout the day, it says pray without ceasing. Well, are we praying to him throughout the day? He's our friend. He's very present. And are we thanking him throughout the day? He's worthy of our thanks for everything in our lives. Just think about it. Give thanks in all things. We're thankful. He's worthy, so we are praising him. We're asking him for help. We're asking him to heal our dog. Kathy prayed to heal a chicken a while back, and the chicken was healed. We're praying in all things. Cast our cares, all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. He's our friend. He's our father. He's there for encouragement. This isn't just in a book. The book is living. And do we believe it is the question? Are we willing to invest our time? I know Leah would know this one. I'm going to put you on the spot. Psalm 46:1. You know the end of that, right? He's a very present help in trouble. I remember we used to sing that. Psalm 46, there was a song, remember? Yeah, the ABC songs, right. And so we know that our time is limited. We've already established that. None of us will escape time. Time is coming. It's in some of us sooner than later, some of us sooner than we imagine. And our lives are but a vapor. And that's in James 4:14. What is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know, sometimes we burn out here and the smoke's there, but then it's gone. You'd never know it existed. So we're seeking the Lord and his strength, and we're seeking that continually. That's 1 Chronicles 16:11. So what are we supposed to be doing with our time? Well, here we are on a Sunday spending time together, hopefully hearing a message of truth. I have done my best for that. We try to control our time, and we have schedules, we have reminders, we have alarm clocks. The boys have one. Andrew's goes off, he gets up. The other ones, I'm not sure they can hear, because it goes off sometimes for hours. It'll just keep going off. What I want is one of those old wind-up ones that you got to go hit that thing to stop it, because the ones that are now, they'll just go off after a couple of minutes. We try to control our time. We try to manage our time. But time flies, doesn't it? It's right. Even now, I don't know what time. There it is. Look, there's the time. 11:30. But God's a master of time. He's given us instruction very clearly on how to use our time, to spend our time, to invest our time. These are all things that we just read. 1 Thessalonians gave us that very specific instruction. So the question is, how are you going to use your time moving ahead? Is this a good reminder, hopefully? How am I going to use my time? I'm totally convicted of this. I use my time poorly most of the time. I do. I'm working. Go there, watch stupid shows at, late at night. Fit in a little bit, study, and have a meal as a family. You know, are we giving God our best time? When is our best? Is it morning for you? Is it when you're fresh? When is it? Are we giving time? What part of the day? How much time are we spending with God? Are we reading His Word? Are we praying? Are we thanking Him? Are we speaking to Him? Are we? Is He a part of our lives? Or is He just this good story and encouraging, and it's a chance to get together with your friends and have connections with people that are like-minded? What is it? Is it real or more? And these are questions I ask also. What part of our day, what time are we spending praising and worshiping Him, thanking Him? So with that said, I'm out of time. Actually, I could go another half an hour, but I am out of time right now. So I'm going to be done at this point. But I do have a final quote from Mother Teresa. Those of you who don't know her, some of the younger ones, was a Catholic nun. Looks to me like that woman was saved. She was a servant. I can't speak to that. No one can other than God Himself. But her quote was, "Yesterday is gone," and it is. Nothing we can't do about yesterday. Tomorrow is yet to come, and we only have today. And her final words were, "Let us begin." So here we are right now in time, in this moment. Let us begin. All right? Let us pray. Father, we thank You for this time that we have right now. We thank You for that You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of worship. We trust You. We know You want the best for us. You created us. You love us. We're Your children. We're just so grateful that we can be in Your kingdom, and You provided a Savior for us in Jesus, that we can have forever salvation, be at Your right hand. We're just thankful for all these families here. Please draw us closer. Those who are not here, please be with them. Each person draws closer and closer to You. Help us to be more like You every day and to take these things into heart. And thank You for Your attention again. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you so much.